The reading today, wisdom, it's a prophecy about when the just one comes, he will be persecuted, he will be tested. This is going to be fulfilled in Jesus, but it's not just him, it's any disciple, anybody who follows Christ, it's going to have its challenges, no matter what vocation or state in life you were in. Sometimes I think we look at the lives of the saints and we think, well, maybe they had it lucky. They didn't have my kind of suffering or my kind of difficulty. No. The saints were very much fulfillments of this prophecy and wisdom. Let's beset the just one. Let's test him. And the saints were tested dearly. But the saying that I find in my own life, and I say many, many times over, saints don't happen by chance. They happen by choice. If we're going to be living a holy life or a life of Christ, it involves a decision. If we just sort of float, it never happens. It's like the person who just never gets married because they never make a decision. So therefore, there has to be a decision that we make, and then we have to stick to it. Now we go to the second reading. As we make a decision as to what we're going to do in life or how we're going to live our life, now we have to develop some habits. These habits, if we don't develop the habits, all this remains is a good idea. Many people stay at the level of a good idea, but they never carry it out because they don't develop the habits. Now, I wanted to begin with using a little example. I play guitar. I've been playing guitar for about 45 years. That's forever. So I play guitar, I can close my eyes and just relax. But you know what happens when I flip the guitar over? I play it this way. I know what to do. I know exactly how to play it, but guess what? I can't. I can't play it this way. It's torture for me and torture for people listening. I can sit there, can barely play Mary Had a Little Lamb. What's the problem? Well, I know it's at the level of decision, but I've never developed the habits. A lot of people end up practicing whatever they want, and they become whatever, if they develop loose habits in dating, they bring those loose habits. Whatever you practice in dating is what you bring into marriage. A lot of people bring sometimes some pretty bad habits because that's what they learned. That's all they can draw from. And therefore, if you're going to move into whatever your mission in life is, you have to make a decision. Where am I at? What habits will I develop? And this is where St. James says, where does jealousy and selfish ambition exist? Disorder of every foul practice? These conflicts, where do they come from? Your passions, your emotions, your impulses, the things that just are untamed. I think of Father Groeschel, Benedict Groeschel from EWTN. He said, if I did everything that came to me naturally, I'd be in jail. That's the way we are. We have, it's like a garden. What happens to a garden if you quit weeding it? It goes to weeds. That's what happens to us. And therefore, we need to cultivate. We need to develop good habits and then continue to maintain them. Now, going back to the dating and marriage, I want to use those examples today. I have a young man. I think about him many, many times during the year. He was one of my worst students when we never liked each other for the 2 years I had him. But after he graduated, he came to me late one night at a dance. He said, Father, can I talk to you? I didn't want to, but I did. And he said, Father, I apologize because I'm such a bad student in your class. He said, I only learned one thing, and I want to tell you what it was. Now I was very interested. He said, Father, you said it would be important in marriage class someday to look at my spouse and say, I loved you before I knew you. I prayed for you before I knew you. I was faithful to you before I knew you. He said, that's what I want to say to my future spouse. Do you see what he did? He made a decision. He said, this is a value to me. And then he said, I'm going to put it into practice. And he said, Father, I had many chances to be sexually active this year. First year of college, adventure. I didn't. Why? See, saints don't happen by chance. They happen by choice. And then they cultivate that choice in what is called good habits. These good habits are both just moral virtues and they are spiritual. And he said, I want to be able to tell that to my future spouse. 3 years later, I saw him again. And he introduced me to his future spouse. And he said, would you have our wedding? I had their wedding. It's not by chance that he moved into a good marriage. See, we don't just, well, I guess we fall in love, don't we? It's so easy to fall in love. But what I think is so difficult is to stay in love. To stay in love involves a decision, and then you've got to cultivate the garden. You've got to weed that garden. Some people asked me recently in one of our Spanish parishes to say, how come people who are married in the church sometimes have just as bad a marriage as everybody else? I've been thinking about that. My answer? They quit cultivating the garden. And a lot of married people, just the fact that you're married in church, that you get married, you can develop some pretty selfish habits. And when you do that, the marriage goes flat. You ever get tired in your marriage? I see it a lot. The best marriages don't happen by chance. They happen by choice. And then there's virtues you develop. There's been a handout that I've been putting in the bulletin the last couple of weeks by the bishops. It deals with marriage. It deals with contraception. It deals with family planning, with choices and how to love, how to be a total self-gift to one another. Sometimes people read that and say, it's not my reality. I am more and more convinced by the teaching of the church, and it's not because the Pope said it. It's because the best married couples I've ever met, the best marriages I've ever had, they say, Father, there's something to this, because you know what it does? Contraception so often allows us to develop bad habits. It doesn't force us to tame, to practice virtue, to be self-disciplined. But when we practice natural family planning, there's a real discipline we have to learn. And it's not just discipline. There's a spirituality with it that we have to integrate. It's married couples who tell me this, not the Pope. I find this also in for us as priests, for seminarians. If we do not develop this decision, these virtues, we can never carry it out. All of us are called to a mission out here. We can either be happy or we can be flat, or we can be boring or we can take it backwards. It's no secret how this happens. It doesn't happen by chance. It happens by choice. And it happens by people who choose and then they develop the virtues that go around it. Young people, if you want a good marriage, don't wait till you get married. If you're in a flat marriage right now, guess what? It's over. No, it's not over. If you're in a flat marriage, you know what you do? You make a decision. And then you practice the virtues. I've seen marriages that have been bad. Make a decision, turn around, practice the virtues, and they fly. Therefore, every marriage out here can be greater. Every person dating can have a great life, but it all depends on the decisions you make and the choices you make and how you carry that out in a life of virtue that is moral virtue and spiritual. If you do not cultivate God's presence in your relationship, expect to go flat. If you do not practice chastity in your dating life, expect to go flat. But if you practice interior discipline, if you practice all these virtues, you practice chastity, you bring the Lord into that relationship, you pray together. Wow, put a smile on your face because you're headed in a good direction. Jessica is going to speak after communion, not so much about marriage. She's going to speak about the orphans at Casa Hogar. At Casa Hogar, these orphans that we have in Peru, what is the model? See, they come from abuse. They come from terrible, terrible backgrounds from the slum. So what do they do at the orphanage? They teach them how to make decisions. They teach them how to cultivate good habits, good virtues. And then we watch those kids fly. We'll listen to your talk. Apply these lessons in your own life. Watch the handout in the bulletin today. Check the website. Go to that website. Cultivate your marriage. Cultivate your vocation. And then see how the Lord will help you to grow in holiness and happiness.